Welcome to Lyme and Beyond with Tanya. I'm so glad you guys are tuning into this episode. Whatever it is that you're dealing with today specifically or going through at the moment, I just hope that your takeaway from this episode is going to give you what you need. Is it hope, inspiration, validation, some tips on how to treat this or detox more affordable? Whatever it is that you need today, I hope that that's what you get from this episode. And if you want to continue to help me share my voice and our voice in the community, please go into the about of this podcast, scroll to the bottom, click on that donation link. Welcome to Lyme and Beyond with Tanya. And I'm super excited to have this next guest because, you know, I always love to learn new things. And although it's not extremely new to me, I don't know a lot about it. So my next guest is Kelly Howe. She's actually a registered nurse, and she is going to talk to us about emotional freedom technique, EFT, which for many of the listeners may be more familiar with the term of tapping. So I know I've heard a lot about it in the last, you know, several years. I personally do a lot of breathing techniques to, you know, I'm well now, but, you know, life is overwhelming and stressful. And so, you know, I like to sit down and kind of practice my little breathing techniques, but I've heard so many amazing things about tapping. So I'm super excited to kind of learn along with you listeners. And we're even going to kind of dive into how she can help you learn how to do it at home. So I know we're just audio here, but I think we're going to be good. So I'm super, super excited. Welcome to the show, Kelly. Thank you so, so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And I feel like right off the bat, I'm going to mention that I'm sitting in a thunderstorm right now. So if there's any strange booms or crashes in the background, it's just
you're okay.
I'm good. But yeah, it's kind of noisy out there. So just wanted to put that out there first.
Awesome. Fantastic. So I'd like to know a little bit about your background, if you don't mind sharing, just kind of, you know, I know that you're a nurse, and just kind of what got you into this and what kind of made you so curious about it.
Oh, it's such a great question. And it's a story I love to tell because my journey really started when I was working as a nurse, and I am still a registered nurse, but I've been out of bedside nursing for about 10 years. I did it for 10 years, and then now I've been a transformational coach for the 10 years after that. And I like to tell people of the 10 years that I was working as a nurse, I was really burned out about 9.5 years of it. I just entered my nursing career in a state of stress that I think was really suppressed. And I had a lot of denial around the amount of stress that I carried around. And so working night shift and just the pressure of being a new nurse on the floor, I worked labor and delivery. And sometimes that is a really, really fun job. And you get to be a part of the most miraculous experience of a woman's life or of a family's life. And other times it's like being in the ER and you just don't know what's going to walk into the door. And sometimes things are very traumatic and scary. And so I had a lot of stress that I hadn't processed from my childhood and things that had happened to me when I was younger. And then the stress of working as a nurse just compounded with life events. And I got to a place where I was not myself. And I am typically the type of person that's kind of laid back and calm, and I can handle everything, and I can be the calm in a storm and that kind of person. And I just got to a place where my nervous system was fried, and I was reactive to light, to sound. I was more angry, I would say, and more, you know, dysregulated in my nervous system. So I would like pop off on people. I would, you know, be upset with my husband and be upset with my kids for honestly no reason, just for them just being. Yeah. And I, on top of that, so I was having a lot of emotional, you know, issues that weren't my normal state of being, but I also was really not feeling good. So I was nauseous. I was really fatigued. I was shaking. I would have heart palpitations and a lot of GI issues. And I really was getting to this place where I thought, man, there's something really, really wrong with me. And it really took kind of a good hard look at myself to recognize that I was anxious and stressed. And I was so used to being fine, in air quotes, you know, fine all the time, that I really was just in denial of how much stress was happening in my body. And I just thought like, oh, there's something wrong with me. Well, the thing that was wrong with me was all this unprocessed trauma and all this unprocessed stress. So I found tapping in a moment when I was just really, really burned out, and kind of through a series of synchronicities, landed on this, you know, website and started getting videos about tapping. And for our listeners, you know, I'm calling it tapping because you literally just use your fingertips and tap on different points around your face and on your collarbone. And it's really, really easy to learn and simple to do on your own. And so I was learning it through videos, and within seconds, I could feel my body start to relax. And that was the moment when I went, wait a minute, this has to be the placebo effect. I felt it right. working right away, you know, but as a nurse, I was like, oh, I had that nurse ego. I'm like, oh, if this was real, again, air quotes, if this was real, I would have learned about this in nursing school. You know, people would be talking about this. I would know about this. And so I just really thought there's no way there can be any science behind this, but I felt it worked so fast and it worked so well that I got curious. You asked about where did that curiosity come from? And so I thought, well, I'm just going to look into this a little bit more. And sure enough, there was emerging science at the time. And this was, you know, close to 15, almost 16 years ago. And there was emerging science. There wasn't nearly as much as there is now, but it was starting to show that things like it was reducing cortisol drastically. Like within an hour, studies have shown that cortisol can drop 24 to 40%. With just 1 hour of tapping. And wow. So I started finding that it wasn't well known. It was hardly known by anybody in the Midwest at the time, but that there was real science behind it. And so I started seeking these people out. And after about 2 years of what I say, tapping in the closet, I decided to come out of the closet and become certified. And so I've traveled all over the country training with lots of different experts and really just have become an expert myself in this particular technique.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, kind of back to how you got into it, it's, we can ignore things all day long, right? And a lot of times in whatever kind of job or career we're doing, like we do the opposite of what we tell other people to do, right? And we're always like, oh, we're superwoman, we can do this. But your body does eventually tell you when you can't. Yeah. You know, and it sounds like you kind of got to that point. And sometimes it's hard to acknowledge or accept, you know. I remember when I was searching for my diagnosis and it was either fibromyalgia or in my head, I'm like, well, I'm stronger than this, you know, I can beat this and I can just push through it. And, you know, it kind of just wore me down even more. And so that's, I love to hear people's stories about how, you know, their passion or their mission has kind of changed based on something that they personally went through. So,
yeah, I was not fine. And I really, you know, it's a survival skill to learn to just be fine, even though your body is screaming at you and giving you signals that you're very stressed and there's something to pay attention to. And when we're younger and when we go through these big emotional events, things that are overwhelming, we don't have the tools to process them. A lot of times at the time. So all we can do is learn to suppress it and move into a space where we just are okay, you know? And so, like you said, it catches up with us eventually. And it was definitely a reckoning for me to recognize how much I was carrying and how disconnected I had become from my body, which is so wild now because now it's like anything that pings in my physical body, I'm like, ooh, what emotion am I feeling? What is that? Because you get so used to integrating your mind and your body using this tool. And now I'm just so good at recognizing, oh, I feel a little bit of pressure in my chest. I wonder what I'm worried about. You know, I've just been doing this for long enough that I'm very, very in tune.
Yeah. And that's incredible. I've mentioned it a million times. I mentioned a lot of the same things a million times because I think they're important. When we go through Lyme disease or any type of a chronic illness, we really kind of learn to get in tune with our own body, right? When your body is, if you're having a headache, if you're having an ache or a pain, it's telling you something. Like it is telling you something about your body you need to stop and recognize and figure out what it is. And so sounds like just exactly what you did, right? Like
exactly.
You're so in tune with it, you know what's going on, and it's a great feeling, you know. I don't ever want to dog the medical community, so to say, right?
Sometimes I will. I'll
right,
do it for you.
Right. There's a time and place for everything, I believe, but my journey completely switched me over to holistic the holistic role, because the traditional doctors literally left me for dead for 7 years. And so I do have a bad taste in my mouth. But again, there's a time and place for things, right? But it's just amazing to be able to become our own advocate, even though we're kind of forced to become our own advocate, and then just really be in tune with our bodies and know that, okay, yep, that, you know, that couple nights of sleep is doing me in, or this is too much stress, is overwhelming. You know, it really is an amazing feeling. And there are so many wonderful blessings that came from my Lyme journey. And that is one of them for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, that's such a great segue into one of the best ways that you can use this technique, because it is an emotional processing tool and it is a nervous system processing tool. So what that means is you're going to get an emotional release from it, and you're also going to get a reset in your nervous system that helps you feel safe in your body. And so the combination of those two, when you're dealing with something like working with physicians that aren't hearing you, or are ignoring your symptoms, or are simply not willing to dig deeper and they just want to prescribe you something and have you walk out the door, can be extremely frustrating. And people oftentimes get into very helpless and hopeless situations. And so tapping is such a beautiful tool that anybody can learn to use on their own so that you can process through. This is just one example of a place where if you're dealing with Lyme or some other chronic illness, that you can be empowered to have a tool that you can use on your own to say, you know what, that doctor really pissed me off. And rather than sit and fester in it, because it's really easy to do that and to play the story over and over and over again. And hey, like sometimes we need to just do that for a little bit. But when you're ready to have that big emotional discharge, there's a magic that happens when you allow yourself to be emotional and use this technique at the same time. And then you get this true deep emotional release and you get a nervous system reset at the same time. So the feeling afterwards is just very calm and peaceful. And usually what people say to me after they've tapped on something that's been frustrating for a long time is that they feel lighter, the world looks clearer. And a lot of times people will go, yeah, it felt like it was here. And they kind of point to their body like it was inside and now it feels like it's over there. Because it truly is a way of just letting that stuff go and helping our nervous system feel safe with whatever the situation is that we're going through. And there's almost nothing more empowering, in my opinion, than being able to process through emotions, you know, things that we've been carrying around on our own.
Oh, absolutely, for sure. And, you know, that was so exciting. One of the reasons it was so excited to run across you was because this is a tool that the listeners can utilize at home, mm-hmm. in their own time, and it doesn't cost anything, right? Nothing. Everything we do along this journey costs us. Somebody wants money for something. Nothing is free in this world. I get that, right? But it is. It's very empowering to know that, okay, you know, this is a situation and this is where I'm at. If I want to cry or scream or whatever you want to do, but then you have the tools in your toolbox to be able to calm down that nervous system, right? Like release those emotions. And so many of us have a fight or flight going on in our bodies anyways, right? Mm-hmm. And so we can just in general use help trying to regulate that. So I'm excited. This is exciting to kind of learn what it is and how it works in your body and how to do it. And so yeah,
it's a lot of fun. You know, we know a lot about how it works, but we're also still uncovering it. And we're also still finding out things about the way this process works. And, you know, the whole premise of it is built on acupuncture points, on acupressure points, that instead of using a needle, we use our fingertips to gently apply pressure to these acupoints, which have been around for, you know, thousands of years. And don't ask me how they knew thousands of years ago where these points were, but really interesting research has emerged over the last few years where even some doctors at Harvard did a study on looking at these specific points on our body and found that there is a different electrical conductivity. There's a different electrical resistance at these very specific points. And while this study was done with needles, they did very clearly show that when they put a needle into these acupoints, it modulates and it changes the limbic system in the brain, which is an emotional center in the brain. So it very clearly shows that these points, when stimulated, downregulate the emotional center in the brain. And so it's just one level of evidence that we have that says that there's something that happens at these points that helps us calm our brain waves, that helps us calm our nervous system. And, you know, for somebody like me, I like to say, like, I am very woo-woo at this point. Like, I try a lot of different things. I don't necessarily care if they're scientific anymore. However, the only way I got into tapping was because there was the science that backed it up and was strong enough, because I have this very strong logical side that needs the science, that needs the hard evidence to tell me, like, this isn't just something somebody made up in their basement one day because they felt like it, you know?
I think that's kind of natural. Like, I think that if something is going to cost me money, right, like I need to buy something or purchase this modality, I do want some science behind it, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm with you. The woohoo, the kind of the crazier it is out the box, like, sign me up. Like,
right.
That's kind of where I am now.
Journey where you don't get answers elsewhere, you start becoming more open, because it's like, well, that didn't work. So I might as well try this.
Yeah, that didn't work. So let me try this. And I think that with, you know, tapping or breathing or meditating, like, it's not costing me anything, right? I don't need science. And if it's placebo, if it's all in my head, honestly, I don't really care if it's working, right?
Like, exactly.
Is it real or not real? I don't care. Exactly. And maybe that's the wrong way to go about it. But hey, whatever it is that works, you know, it works.
Exactly. And people ask me that all the time. Well, is it the placebo effect? And I say, hey, listen, if you believe an ibuprofen is going to help your pain, it only helps your pain that much more, because you can't take the placebo effect out of anything that we do, because we have a belief system that says this works, it doesn't work. So yes, is there a part of this that this is the placebo effect? I say, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be even more powerful the more you believe in it and the more that resistance drops away. However, the studies do show that it works far beyond placebo, and it works even if you don't necessarily believe that it will. So yes and no, you know, and I think that so many of us are up against so much inner resistance to trying new things because we're afraid we're going to, you know, try something and we're going to be made a fool, or we're going to try something and I don't know, you know, somebody's going to say something like, what do you mean? I remember when I was working as a nurse and I first started tapping, I kind of started talking to a couple of my nurse friends about it. And the responses I got were varied, but a lot of them would just laugh and be like, what are you doing? You know? And so we do have a fear that we're going to stand out, that we're going to try something that's stupid, that it's not going to end up being real, and it's going to be embarrassing or humiliating, and all that is valid. But that's the inner resistance that we're working with. And the more you try new things, the more that resistance starts to fall away. And then you can just have more fun and be playful with it.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, when I switched, because I think most of us, right, when we're growing up, we get sick. Our parents take us to the doctor. We take the pill. We do the thing. We get better. We go about our life. Like, that is how we were programmed, as, you know, from childhood. And so it's really hard to think outside the box. I get that, right? And I would not be one of those outside of the box thinkers had it not been for my Lyme journey, right? Like, I did this for 7 years. It is not working. They are not believing me, and I am getting worse. I truly believe I'm going to die. And so that was like when I got introduced to muscle testing and just all sorts of things. I thought, oh my gosh, is this doctor a quack? Like, is he for real? Did I really just pay him and walk out the door? Like, what am I doing, Tanya? I'm like, but you know what, Tanya, what is your alternative? Mm-hmm. What you're doing is not working, right? And so once you open up your eyes to just be curious about something, right, and be open to it, it really, truly could be a huge, wonderful, amazing blessing, like it has been for me, for sure. I just think it's scary. I get it. But I love when you were just talking about the science of it. You know, I'm sure most of the listeners are very familiar with acupuncture, mm-hmm. right? Like, it was something that I did too, and that was a little weird for me. I'm like, I'm not really a fan of needles, but I'm not afraid of them. But you want to stick them all over my body and it's going to do what? Mm-hmm. And I did, you know, I tried everything and it did not relieve my pain at the time back all those years ago, which is what I went for. Mm-hmm. But I wholeheartedly believe in it. Mm-hmm. I've seen it do miraculous things for people. So just to learn that this tapping is kind of based on those acupressure points is very interesting to me.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I had the same experience with acupoints, with with acupuncture. And I had it work very well for certain things, but for pain, it didn't. And then I have my mother-in-law that goes regularly, and it completely takes away the pain in her neck. And I do not have an answer for why that is, but I do see it do miraculous things for people. And I always like to tell people, you know, I think that when we are working with these issues, there is an invitation to be curious and to open up to new things, because it really is part of our soul growth. And it's part of what we're here to learn and to be curious. And I think that as people start to do that, they recognize that it feels very free. And, you know, don't get stuck on trying one thing if that's not the one thing and it didn't work. I think you'll find that if you continue to try different things, you're going to find that thing that resonates. And for some of you, it might be tapping. And for some of you, it might be breath work, or it might be, you know, a different type of meditation. But definitely don't stop. And I'm speaking from my own issue with hypothyroidism. And was diagnosed 20 years ago. And it was, you know, like you were asking me earlier if I had ever had Lyme. And I said, not that I'm aware of, but it has been a really similar journey in the sense that working with doctor after doctor after doctor and not getting any relief, and medications not making me feel better and making me feel worse, and feeling like I was crazy, and feeling, you know, like I was kind of at at the end of the road, and feeling frustrated and helpless and hopeless. And I've gone through cycles of that over and over again. But the thing that I can say after 20 years of this is that I can see 100% that I wouldn't even be doing what I'm doing right now had I not had that struggle. And it's such an invitation, these challenges. If we can look at it, I always say, like golden ticket moments. And it's hard when we're in the depths of it and we're really suffering. But if we can have any glimmer of what am I learning about myself? What am I here to see that I didn't see before? How can I open just a little bit more? How can I soften towards myself just a little bit more? I mean, I can say 100% with certainty that there is a beautiful soul growth that happens in the process. And I think so much of that is walking us home to ourself, to our self-love, to our spirituality, to our soul. And unfortunately, the journey isn't fun. However, the steps that we take along the way are coming, bringing us back to our power, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And so I just want to say, keep going, keep trying things.
Yeah. And you know, that's really powerful what you say, because I truly believe it. You know, prior to getting sick, I was, you know, happy go lucky. Life was amazing. And it really has just brought out a whole nother side to the world in my eyes that I never would have dreamed, or I never would have imagined. But like you said, when we're in the midst of it, right? When we're down in that dark hole, it's really hard to see any light shining in. Mm-hmm. What could possibly be good from this journey? And I know firsthand, right? You know firsthand, and so many of us do. And so when you continue to hear people say that over and over, just believe it. Mm-hmm. Just believe it. And so if you can pick up on anything during your journey that is a blessing for you, grasp that, right? Because a lot of times we don't recognize it until we're outside of our journey.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I wanted to go back to when you were talking about when you initially started tapping. I know this is kind of a phrase and it's, you know, sounds cliche or whatever it is, but you know, there's this phrase that what other people think of me is none of my business. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of really hard things to learn, like, you know, don't stress about something you can't control. You know, all those little phrases, they're hard. They're true, but they're hard. But it really is. It's what other people think of me is none of my business. Mm-hmm. I mean, because they could think of me in a bad way because they're jealous. They don't have the life. They want this. You did that and they did. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't mean it's you. It's them. And it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It does not matter. So I'm glad you didn't let those people that laughed at you, you know, turn you away, because still 100%. To this day, you know, 9 years down into this holistic world, and half my family thinks I'm crazy, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm okay with that. Totally. You know, I am okay with that because I am living, walking proof that all the crazy things I did got me well.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
From bedridden with the caregiver and not knowing my name to truly living my life to the fullest is all based on all of the crazy things I did, all of the outside the box things I did. So I don't care what they think.
I love that you said that. And one of my favorite phrases also, or just things to do, is to look at when we have a reaction to the way somebody feels about us, the way they perceive what our steps are and what we're doing, to sit back and go, would I trade places with that person and their life? And most of the time, if we're getting advice from somebody and it doesn't feel good, if we look at it, we go, I wouldn't live my life like that. I wouldn't make those same choices. I wouldn't be happy in a marriage like that. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't do X, Y, and Z. And so a lot of times that helps us kind of come back into ourselves and go, why would I take advice from someone that isn't aligned with my core values? And then usually yes. that kind of can snap us out of it. And
yes.
Get
yes,
back into ourselves.
Absolutely. That is perfect for mm-hmm. sure.
There's another thing that you said that I want to bring up because so many times we know what is right. We can see and say, for example, like what other people think of me isn't my business. That's such a good example for me personally, because in truth, I'm a scaredy cat. And that's the only reason that tapping is the only reason that I've been able to do everything that I've done, because when something comes up, it is very viscerally painful for me. So if somebody's judging me, it's like literally I feel my heart squeeze and my, you know, my muscles get tense. It's such a physical reaction for me. And one of the things that's so powerful about tapping is that rewinding to where I was before I found it was I got very, very good at just thinking positivity and thinking that inner strength and thinking, you know, I can get through anything. I was really mentally, in a lot of ways, quote unquote, strong, but I was really disconnected from the subconscious part of me that is my body that would pull back and be like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm terrified. You know, I don't like being judged. I'm afraid. I'm frustrated and that kind of thing. And so for people that feel like they try to be positive, or they know, like in their mind, they know the way to think that's more healthy and more empowering, but something inside of them still feels like it's not on board for that, then you're not wrong. There is a part of your subconscious that is pulling back and going, no, no, that doesn't land for me. So when we can tap and actually voice kind of what that body sensation is, that fear, that anxiety, that stress, whatever it is, then the stress starts to more organically fall away so that we don't have to mentally override it so much, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. Because everything you said is absolutely 100% true. It's just that some of us kind of have learned to disconnect from the part of us that doesn't believe it's true. And so tapping can help the body feel safe, which is the subconscious mind, and help really process through the other side of it so that then we can just look at it and be like, yeah, I don't really need to listen to them. Does that make yeah. sense at all?
It really does. It really does. And I think so much of it is we're all a work in progress, right? Like I think if we quit learning and quit, you know, evolving in this world, we're basically dead, I think, you know.
Yeah.
We're all a work in progress, because I tell you what, for I want to say probably the last 7 years maybe, I have really hyper-focused on don't stress about what you can't control, right? Because I'm kind of a worry wart. Mm-hmm. I worry about just probably some of the stupidest things, you know? I mean, truly, when I stop and think about it. But that's how I guess my body's designed. It is what it is, right? We can't – it's like we – don't always have control over our feelings, our emotions. You know, you fall in love with the wrong person. Well, but you fell in love with them. You know, you can't control that. And so I think that we're just all a work in progress. And so I really have, I don't know, almost mastered the don't stress about what I can't control. But it took many
practicing
years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Of lots of practicing. And does that mean I don't worry about things, or I worry about, you know, something I'm coming? know, you know, I am human, but I don't let it take over my body like it can, you know. And I always say too that worrying about something is like paying a debt that you don't even owe, right? Who wants to pay for something that they don't have to? And so you're depriving your joy from today because you're worried about tomorrow, or you're worried about your next test result you're going to get. Why? The test result is going to be the same whether you worry about it or not. But chances are, if you worry yourself into the ground, you're going to be sick again. You're going to have more symptoms come out. So, but again, none of this is easy, right? It's just, we're all a work in progress, and we pick and choose some of our tougher battles to start working through first.
Yes. I love that you said we're all human. And I think for me, that was one of the biggest, it sounds so strange to say now, but it was probably one of my biggest lessons when I was first really learning to have an emotional hygiene process like this, because I had really learned that, I don't know, I want to say that to be good, you were this certain way. And that didn't involve being angry. Being angry was not part of what I thought was like an acceptable way to be. So all that frustration, that anger just got pushed down and came out in other weird ways, you know, came out through my anxiety and came out through strange physical reactions. And I think that's the biggest thing I've learned is that we're all human. So we're all going to have these emotional experiences that maybe aren't necessarily like our highest self, but we're still human. And so, you know, I see a lot of people dealing with chronic illness that have forgotten how to voice,
give ourselves grace.
Let themselves just be like, and this is where I am. You know, you don't have to be positive all the time, and you can have crappy days. But how can you support yourself in that humanity and that messy humanness?
Yes, we're all human, and you know, it's okay to have a bad day and want to feel sorry for yourself. Like, my gosh, we've earned it, right? A lot of us have earned that. But that's okay. And put your big girl panties back on tomorrow, right? And stand up and fight. But, you know, and sometimes I tell people that I think we have to focus so much on being so strong, especially if you're, you know, like a mom or a dad and you have children in the home and you're just, you know, trying to go about life dealing with Lyme disease. We just have to put on that strong face, that strong mentality that, you know, will sweep everything under the rug. And in reality, we don't really have to. Like, it's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. And I know for many years, I couldn't cry. Like, I physically couldn't cry. And that was one of my big emotions. I cry when I'm happy. I cry when I'm sad. And so what I used to do is I would turn on and watch a movie that I knew would make me cry, whether it was laughing, crying, or, you know, romance or whatever it was. I would watch a movie that I knew was going to get those tears out of my eyes. And more times than not, it was just this abundance overflow of tears because I had them, you know, swept under the rug for so long that it really was an amazing release for me to be able to do that. So if you're one of those listeners, you know, who feels like they can never have time for themselves or be, put on a movie, nobody's even going to know why you're crying other than just the movie, right?
So and cathartic.
Get that extra release. Extra yes. release. It's amazing.
It is so healing. It is so cathartic. And, you know, I've learned so much about stress on this journey. And the thing with stress is that it keeps us in a place where we feel like we need to react instantly to our environment. And when we're in things like fight or flight or even freeze, a lot of times our biology shifts away from things like rest and digest, which is what we need when we're healing from a chronic illness. And keeping all that emotional stuff kind of tucked and stuffed down keeps us a lot of times in a dysfunctional nervous system state. And so, you know, we need to cry. We need to let that out. We need to be frustrated. We need to be angry, you know. And the thing that I see, I work mostly with entrepreneurs now, and the thing that I see over and over again with women is that we just don't have a healthy relationship with anger. And the flip side of anger is passion. And so if we don't have a healthy way to let that move through, then it gets stuffed down and we get fatigued and we don't have that life force energy really pumping through our body like we need. And so tapping is a great tool to very systematically and efficiently process anger, because again, we're just all human and we get frustrated about things and we want to have access to that life force energy that can just flow through us naturally. And if it's frozen for too long, we can't access it and it keeps our body out of that rest and digest state. For example, when we're in fight or flight, the blood flows away from our gut and into our muscles, our big muscle groups, so that we can literally run, right? We can run or we can fight something. And so our body doesn't really care about fighting a virus. It doesn't really care about fighting a bacteria because it feels like the imminent danger needs to be dealt with first. And so for those of us that are running around constantly doing for other people and keeping ourselves busy, 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 and not taking time to kind of sit and pause and to do whatever, use whatever tool it is to help ourselves cry or to let ourselves really be frustrated with a doctor that just ignored us and sent us out the door without any answers, you know, that keeps us in a state where it is harder and harder for our body to heal. And the longer we do it, the harder it is. So that was a big turning point for me when I recognized that. And I was like, I literally need to do this so that my body can heal, so that I can be more present for my family, so that I can be here for a longer period of time. And it just really started to heal my relationship with these lower self emotions that so many of us just wish weren't there. You know, again, I think that so many of us learn that, like, to be good, you act a certain way. And usually for women, it's not to be angry or too bossy or too pushy or whatever. But if that's if there's a lot of that in our natural nature, then we suppress our life force and that doesn't work out well in the long term.
No. And, you know, just the stress is really a killer, right? It's that silent killer that they talk about. And so when we're suppressing our emotions and our anger and thinking that we're not portraying who we need to be, you know, all of this is just a buildup of stress in our body. And I don't make a lot of promises, but I will promise that the more you sweep under the rug, eventually it's your body is going to tell you, that's it.
I'm
done.
It's not gonna work.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so that's not ever a good place to get in, you know, when your body totally shuts down from you. And it's what happens. It happens every day to millions of people. And so, yeah. All right, Kelly, let's talk about this tapping. How can we do it?
Okay. So
I want to know.
Yes. So first of all, let me say, I do have some YouTube videos. If you look up Kelly Howe, my podcast is The Manifestation Lab, and I do have some videos on that channel. So if I'm talking you through this and it's not landing, then there are places to go look for that. I always recommend people check out the Tapping Solution. They have a free app that is really, really usable and easy, and I recommend it to pretty much everybody. So if this doesn't make sense, go find something visual if you're a visual person. But literally what we're going to do is I'm going to teach you the tapping points first. So the first one's on the side of the hand, and I'll have you just kind of tap along with me as we're learning these points. And so the pinky side of your hand, kind of that fleshy point between your wrist and your pinky, you just tap with your other hand. It doesn't matter which hand you use, but this is the first point that we're going to do. And then as we start to move through the process, we will always start here. This is what we call the basic recipe. So we'll start here and we'll start with saying something like, even though I have this stress, I accept myself anyway. So we're really just stating the problem. We're not looking away from it. We're not trying to be positive and ignore what's really going on. We just voice and honor what's really happening. So say, even though I have this stress, and we follow it with some sort of affirmation. So that might be, I accept myself anyway. I love and accept myself. I'm working through it. A lot of times for people, saying I love and accept myself right out of the gate is very, very challenging. So you just say things like, I'm just honoring how I feel. But you state the problem and follow it with some sort of affirmation or acceptance of where you're at with things. And a lot of times just starting to tap on this point and just acknowledging how you really feel will allow that emotion to unlock and start moving. And what I say to people is that where everywhere else in life, in our survival strategies, we learn to go, I feel that emotion coming up. I'm going to pause. I'm going to push it away. I'm going to throw on the brakes. When you start tapping, that's actually the invitation to let that emotion and let that energy flow through. So if you feel a sadness come up, I don't want you to overthink it. I want you to just go, okay, I'm going to breathe, give it space to move in my body, and I'm going to just give it permission to move through so that I don't have to throw on the brakes, because that's part of this process. And so we're going to do that 3 times. And as we move through the points, we're just going to say a shortened version of that. So we'll just say this stress. So the next point is on top of the head, right in the center of the head.
Okay. So I'm going to stop and interrupt you.
Yes, ma'am.
So just to reiterate, when you're talking about, we're not going to analyze our problem, right? We're just going to announce what the issue is.
We're just voicing it. Yep.
And then when you're tapping, 2 fingers, 3 fingers, doesn't 4 matter. Fingers, does
yep.
it matter?
There's meridian endpoints on the end of our fingertips. So, you know, 2, 3, 4, you'll get more meridian points the more fingers you use.
Okay.
And then the next one's on the inside of the eyebrow. So it's right where your eyebrow starts. Yep. And then the next one's on the outside of the eye. So it's between the outer eye and between the temple, right on that bone right there.
Mm-hmm. And then when you move through these points, is you're going to say that little.
Yep, you're just saying this stress.
Okay.
Yep,
okay.
The stress. And I'm going to teach you the points and then we'll go through an actual round.
Okay.
And then under the eye. So this is under the pupil and about, I would say, an inch below, right on that cheekbone there. And this is a stomach meridian point in Chinese medicine. So a lot of times we work with the fear when we're touching the stomach meridian. So if you have something you're afraid of, you know, when you feel afraid and you feel that drop in your stomach, that's that stomach meridian. So if you know that you're afraid, this is a great point to go to.
Oh, fantastic.
Under the nose. And so that's between under your nostrils there and above that upper lip. Yep. And then this is on the chin there. So this is in that crease between the lower lip and the chin, right in that little hollow right there. Yep. And we'll just say this stress, or it would be this frustration or this grief, whatever it is that you're working on. And then the next point is under the collarbone. So this one is, if you imagine that you were tying a man's tie and then you were going to go down about an inch and then to either side about another inch or inch and a half. Ooh, that was big thunder.
I heard that thunder.
You heard that one. Yeah, that was a big one. Lots of big flashes too. And so if you kind of rub in that area, this is a kidney point in Chinese medicine. This is really connected to stress. So if this is tender in there, this is a point that you don't have to necessarily tap on, but you can gently rub. And that will help stimulate this point and help get we get kind of like lymph and blood stuck in that area. So it's a good one to just tap and rub if you know that you've been stressed for a long time.
And it's just right below that collarbone.
Right below the collarbone, yep.
Okay.
And then the last one is under the armpit. And so that would be kind of right underneath the armpit, down about 6 inches. Yeah. And that's a spleen point in Chinese medicine. Again, that one can be very, very tender on people that have been sick or stressed for a long time. So you can tap and rub that one as well. And we'll just take a big deep breath. So that's the basic part of it. So you just identify what it is that you are really feeling. If I always say, if there's 99% of you that's positive and hopeful, what's that other 1% saying, right? What is that 1% of you sad about, upset about, frustrated about? And we're just going to talk to that 1% just for a few minutes to kind of let that humanness do what it needs to do. You know, if we observe animals in nature, when they run from a tiger and they're being chased and they make it out alive and they go back to life, they stand there and they shake. And, you know, they don't run around in fight or flight for a long time. They allow their body to shake, and they literally are shaking off the stress hormones and kind of shaking out that stress response. And so there's a lot of people that believe that just doing physical somatic exercises with the body helps kind of like shake us out of that nervous system response. We also know that tapping on each of these points sends a really gentle signal through our nervous system that affects our brain waves, and it really interrupts the signals that have been kind of programmed and running for a long time. And it really starts to break it up and go, okay, there's this calming signal coming through while I'm thinking about this stressful thing. Maybe I'm not actually in imminent danger. And so that very gentle tapping signal just starts to kind of break apart that programmed response to things and helps the brain calm down, the nervous system calm down, and then you get this beautiful emotional discharge at the same time. Excuse me.
Okay. So when you're whatever it is that we're dealing with that we want to kind of tap our way through, are you supposed to go through each individual different points that you just described? Or like if we're just in a place of fear, maybe do we just do just right below the collarbone? Can we do one specific point?
Yep,
or do we need to
question.
Do the whole
you do
protocol,
not have
so
to
say?
Do you do not have to do every single point. So we utilize between 10 and 13 points when we're tapping and we're going through the basic process, but there are 300 points on the body and you really only need one to shift your nervous system out. So if you're in a response and you can't really think about the process, a lot of times people don't tap because they're afraid they're going to do it wrong. You can't do it wrong. Any amount of tapping helps you come into the present moment, helps you regulate your nervous system. And if you can pick one point, if you know you're really stressed and just focus on how you feel and allow yourself to breathe, any amount of tapping is helpful. So there's a very specific protocol with the points, and ideally we're going to hit all of them as we move through it because each of these meridian points aligns with a different organ in Chinese medicine. Each organ aligns with a different emotion. So as you're tapping through this specific protocol, you're hitting the different meridians. And in theory, you're also helping to move these different emotional states out. And that's something that when I was back in a nurse and I just learned this, I hadn't fully bought in on. And anymore, I'm like, yeah, I do think that there is something to that. So it's something to be learned. If you can learn one or two points tonight and go, okay, that feels good. And by the way, if there's a point that feels more satisfying, more, you know, you just feel yourself relax a little bit more
from it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then pay attention to that. That's your body talking to you and saying, ah, yes, this one feels good for a reason. So take note of that. And, you know, if you just remember to tap on the side of your hand, or a great way to get started is just to gently squeeze your fingertips on either side of your nail beds, because we have meridian points at the end of our nail beds on our fingers. And so sitting in a meeting, you know, sitting at dinner with the family, if we feel stressful, anxious, you know, we've got holidays coming up and we all know that we want to go in and not be activated by our family, but sometimes we're sitting there and it's like, oh, there that is again. So, you know,
but I'm glad that you brought up, we can't do it wrong. So if we have over 300 meridian points in our body, wherever you pick to tap, right? It's going to work. It's going to do something. Cause that's,
exactly.
You know, a lot of times when we're in that fight or flight, or we're really stressed, you know, we can't remember what we had for breakfast that morning. Like we just can't even think straight. So let alone, okay, I need to tap, but oh gosh, I can't even remember where. So they just don't do it. Just
that's exactly right.
Somewhere.
That is the number one thing I hear from people when they're trying to do it for self-help is like, I just am afraid I'm going to do it wrong. You cannot do it wrong. You can't
Perfect.
Do it wrong. And even if you don't hit the right point, if you're using your fingertips, you're still stimulating the meridian endpoints. You're still activating something in your nervous system and you're helping shift your brain waves. So you really, really can't do it wrong. So don't be scared of that. And the other thing I want to say is you can't tap anything in. This is a stress relief tool. So we're getting stressed out. We're coming back to homeostasis. We're coming back to who we really are, which is love. And you can't tap anything in. So a lot of times people in the beginning are like, I don't want to talk about how stressed I am. I don't want to talk about how frustrated I am because I don't want to manifest more of that. Or
right. We don't want to be our words, right? We are our words.
Exactly.
And so this is a totally different scenario.
It's
okay,
a totally different
point.
Thing. It's because we have this body process going on at the same time. We're regulating and helping to move things out of us and helping to shift out of that pattern. And so it's, you know, you can't tap anything in. I was very worried about that, you know, many, many years ago when I started this, but it's just, you can't do it because even if you're saying something positive, let's say if you decide you want to use tapping with using affirmations, which is actually very, very useful as well. What's interesting is that we believe that our affirmations are all positive. However, if we don't truly believe it, if, for example, you say something like, my body heals easily, and there's a big part of you that's like, well, yeah, right, I haven't experienced that, then saying affirmations actually reinforces the more negative state. Okay. So if you use those affirmations with tapping, you're still tapping out the stress. So if that affirmation is creating some sort of deep subconscious stress, the tapping still helps to move it out. And once you get to a point where your stress level has dropped and you use affirmations, the tapping really just supercharges the affirmations. So as backwards as it feels for people in the beginning, tapping is really best utilized, and you're going to get the most bang for your buck just actually talking about what the problem is. And that feels very counterintuitive to people that have been doing personal development work for a while. But I just want to say, try it, because that was where I was when I started this. It felt really weird. I've been, you know, even doing things like the law of attraction. And I was like, I don't want to say these things. I don't want to have those things. But the reality is that's what's going on in our deep subconscious. So we can either shine a light on it and really look at it with courage and go, okay, what can I do about this? Or we can continue to just ignore the elephant in the room, which is most of the time what's happening with affirmations. If we don't, you know, pay attention to the other part of us that's out there going, oh yeah, right, like that's really going to work, you know? Yeah. And I'm a huge fan of affirmations, but I think that they are to be done with the awareness that there is very real human inner resistance to the positivity that our mind is trying to shift into. And we're just going to get to that positivity so much faster if we just deal with what is going on in our deep subconscious. And usually that's a voice that is not as positive.
Yeah, no, I'm really glad you said that, because we, you know, I preach that so much, that mindset is huge during this healing journey, right? If you have in your mind that you don't like your doctor, you don't trust your protocol, you're not going to get well, you're just not. I mean, you're just not, you know, you need to believe with what you're doing. So I don't like to hear people say, you know, I'm not smart, or I'm dumb, or I'm not going to heal, or whatever. So, but in this case, it's okay to sound like we're being negative, because
it is.
We're actually letting it out. Okay. I'm glad you said that.
Letting it out. Yep. We're actually
a lot of us are,
out.
You know, very into that mindset thing. And so I don't want them to be detoured because of that.
Yes. And I'm not going against any of that. I fully believe that. It's just that during this process, this is the place to kind of get into that icky stuff and go, okay, what can I do with this? And it's really like getting the mud out, you know, what can I get out of here? So that, you know, beliefs are really interesting. And sometimes I'll ask people when I'm working on a belief, like, how much of you believes that? And if you just give yourself permission to throw out like a percentage, a lot of times people are like, 50-50 or 60-40, or sometimes it's 90-10. And beliefs are really interesting, where if you use tapping on a belief, so if you do have a belief like, every day in every way, I'm getting healthier and healthier, and you really tune into it and you go, how much of me really believes that? How much, you know? And sometimes it's like instantly you're like 99%. Okay, great. So 1% of me doesn't necessarily believe it. If you tap and say, 1% of me doesn't believe it. 1% of me doesn't believe it. I don't believe it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And you voice that very negative, skeptical part of you, then a lot of times the belief actually becomes stronger, because you've let go of some of the stress in the body around that. And there's, you know, I can't explain exactly how and why it happens, but I know that as the stress comes down, we become more hopeful, and we believe our beliefs even more. So I'm saying that because I know there's going to be somebody that's out there that's like, I'm trying so hard to have a positive mindset, and it just feels like I'm really having a hard time doing that. And I want to believe it, but if I'm really honest, only 10% of me believes that was possible. And I'll say, that's okay. You're like, good for you for recognizing that. You absolutely do need to shift that so that you can open up to healing and, you know, allow your body to get into rest and digest. But try this. Try this with just tapping through the points and letting yourself be like, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And the other thing that we really haven't talked about yet is that tapping is a really, really powerful trauma release tool. So a lot of the beliefs that we have are disempowering beliefs, and things that we, you know, where we feel victim to things, come from these really, really hard experiences that we had in our life. And it's not
blocked,
just
blocked traumas, blocked emotions.
Exactly. And these things that happened to us not only created emotional responses and nervous system responses, but we created beliefs in those moments. And so a lot of the beliefs that are playing out in someone's illness actually came from events from our childhood. And so places where we felt disempowered, places where we felt, you know, I keep coming back to the experience with the doctors, and I'm really not trying to throw shade on them, but this has just been my personal experience, and I've helped a lot of clients with this. But that relationship with a doctor can feel very similar to a caregiver growing up, where it felt like, but I tried to tell them and I wasn't getting help, and where we felt very, very unsupported. And so tapping is actually truly the most powerful, deepest reset you can get is to use this very systematic approach to usually working with a practitioner. Now, you can learn to do this on your own. You just need to know what you're doing before you attempt it on your own, because obviously we could get into something and re-traumatize ourselves if we don't know what we're doing. Right. However, tapping used on old memories will not only shift the nervous system response to what happened to you in the past, but it will also start to loosen up those beliefs so that you don't feel like you're fighting against them. Because sometimes people are just like, I really want to believe that's true. And I don't know why there is some part of me that is just stubbornly in disagreement with that. And I would say most of the time it's because of something that happened a very long time ago that solidified that belief in the deep subconscious. And that's why it's so, so hard to truly believe, and why you feel stuck in that cycle of feeling like I'm trying so hard to be positive here. It's because it's really tied to an old emotionally wounding traumatic event from the past. And so if that's resonating for somebody, I don't personally work with trauma in that way. I'm not, it's outside of my scope of practice, but not that I don't, I guess that's not fair, because you know, pretty much everybody has stuff that they need to work with. But, you know, the big T traumas really need to find a therapist that can work with you on that.
Right. But just so that they're aware that this really can inhibit our healing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's fantastic. I'm thrilled. I think that this tapping thing is much more beautiful than I ever even give it credit for. So yeah. I appreciate so much you sharing all of that and the tips, and just remember, we can't do it wrong, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever it is, utilize. I think the more tools we have in our toolbox, the better and quicker we're going to learn our bodies and heal them.
And so do you have time? Can I take you through a little bit of a tapping round before we get off?
Yes, let's do it.
Do we have a couple minutes? Okay. Because you mentioned being a worrier. So I thought, well, let's just do a quick round on that. So is there anything in particular that you know that you've worried about recently? So here's one thing we haven't talked about, but the more specific you can be, the better. So somebody who's a blanket worrier, you can tap and voice just blanket worry. But the most powerful shift you're going to get is to go, okay, what specifically am I worried about right now? Like, for example, I have a son that just graduated. He's living on his own, freshman in college, you know. So there's lots of micro worries that come up with that. So picking one in particular, like I'm worried he's going to stay up too late and miss his class in the morning. You know, little thoughts that fly through like that. Right. Is there anything like that you can grab onto?
So, you know, we're all real, and I ask people to come on my show and be vulnerable about their story. And so I don't do anything differently, right? I'm very open. I'm very vulnerable. I've struggled. I've had a big struggle this past month. I'm pretty active in the Lyme community, and I do kind of one-on-one mentoring, so to say, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, over the years, over time, I build some pretty amazing friendships with these people. And I really truly care about them. And so when they are worried about something, I lay in bed and worry about it for them that night. Now, if it's a stranger, I'm kind of walking through, right? Like it's, I find that I can separate my emotions from them. But when I know them as a human, I worry what they worry about. Mm-hmm.
And I can understand that.
That's not healthy for me, right? And I feel sometimes if I don't worry for them, then, oh my gosh, I don't have a heart. I don't care about them. No, mm-hmm. That is not at all the situation, Tanya, right? You just need, right. It's almost like, you know, if you have a stressful job, leave your job at work. Don't bring it home, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you're done talking to these people and helping them work through their emotions, I can't take those emotions home. Mm-hmm. So
and I'm
guess
sure
that's
that,
what I worry about is just my Lyme people.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that and for bringing that vulnerability to the table. And it is one of those places where I'm sure that you know that it would be healthier if you could just leave that work at work.
Yep.
But sometimes it's hard because there's a part deeper inside of us that's connected to it. So when you think about worrying for your people, what does your physical body do? Because that's usually what I have people do is go, where does that worry show up for you? How does that physically land for you?
I want to say, I think that I get really impatient, kind of more like we always have to have an immediate response to anything. And a lot of times if my mouth will open, it might be something that I don't want to say as mean, because I don't generally tend to say mean things, but just less patience, I think, about, you know, somebody who is, okay, so this person, you know, really chews their gum really loud. I know that. They've done it my whole life. But today, it's very annoying, right? Like that type of stuff is, yes. is what I feel. So I feel like I've lost my patience. And that's when I sit down and do my personal breathing techniques is to kind of just regroup my thoughts, because what I'm going to say, I want it to mean something, right? I want it to mean something positive and impactful, and not just blowing off some negative energy, because that's what I have going on in my body.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So let's go ahead and start tapping on the side of the hand. Okay. So I'm going to say something and you're just going to repeat it back to me.
Okay.
So we'll just start really, really basic. Even though I have this worry.
Even though I have this worry.
I accept myself anyway.
I accept myself anyway.
Even though there's so much worry.
Even though there's so much worry.
I have a hard time leaving it at work.
I have a hard time leaving it at work.
I deeply and completely.
I deeply and completely.
Accept myself anyway.
Accept myself anyway.
Even though I worry a lot.
Even though I worry a lot.
I'm really good at leaving it elsewhere.
I'm really good at leaving it elsewhere.
But sometimes it gets to me.
But sometimes it gets to me.
And I deeply and completely.
And I deeply and completely.
Honor how I feel.
Honor how I feel.
And I accept myself anyway.
And I accept myself anyway.
And then we're just going to tap on the top of the head. All this worry.
All this worry.
And on the inside of the eyebrow, all this worry.
All this worry.
I really worry about my people.
I really worry about my people.
And on the outside of the eye. I know I should stop.
I know I should stop.
But I still really worry.
But I still really worry.
And under the eye. Sometimes I want to stop.
Sometimes I want to stop.
But if I'm really honest.
But if I'm really honest.
It's kind of hard.
It's kind of hard.
And I'm just honoring that truth.
And I'm just honoring that truth.
And then under the nose, all this worry.
All this worry.
And on the chin, all this worry.
All this worry.
I worry a lot.
I worry a lot.
Under the collarbone. And sometimes I teach people to just do a flat hand on the chest right there, because I hold a lot of stress right in the center.
Okay.
Just a flat hand. All this worry.
All this worry.
And I'm just working through it.
And I'm just working through it.
And then under the arm, all this worry.
All this worry.
And I'm just working through it.
And I'm just working through it.
Okay, good. We'll just take a big deep breath there. So that's just the basic recipe. Super simple. Really, you don't even have to do the setup statement that even though I feel this and I accept myself anyway, you can just tap through the points and say, I'm so worried. 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 And as you say that, there's an emotional discharge that happens and the body eventually starts to feel safer. Sometimes it happens within 10 seconds. Sometimes you need to tap for 5 or 10 minutes, but eventually you'll start to feel that release. So I'm curious.
And we're all different. Yeah. So we don't know when we're going to feel it. And again, apparently we don't need to worry about, what am I supposed to say? I can't remember what I'm supposed to say. Doesn't matter, right?
Right. Not in the beginning. Not in the beginning. You just get in the habit of honoring how you feel and finding a point and tapping on it and breathing. And the more you want to dig into it, there's certain protocols for certain things that you want to work through. Again, being very specific. You mentioned the chewing of the gum and that person that being annoying. That is the perfect specific event that usually you can tap through and you'll feel completely like a new human after 2 or 3 rounds of tapping and just being like, oh, that's so annoying. That's so annoying. That's so annoying. And okay. It starts to shift that internal response to the noise into the sound and to the experience of that. And to the point where usually it's like, it can go from a 10 being annoying down to like a 1 or 2 very, very quickly. So that'll be something fun to experiment with later.
Well, yeah, just an FYI, I don't even know where that little example came from because I can't think of the last person I've even saw chew gum. It was kind of an idea of just how silly it is, right? Like, you know, that's how they chew their gum. And then all of a sudden it annoys you. Like,
But it actually was the perfect example of that kind of thing where it's like, my mind is telling me that shouldn't be annoying. I'm fine. This is no big deal. But inside we're like, rah, you know, I want to scream. So that's the perfect place to try tapping out and to just you know, experiment with it. It is definitely something that you will deepen as a practice, but start really, really simple. And then the more you get curious about it, just go and learn more techniques to go deeper with it. But the more specific you can be, either focusing on a specific event that happened, like a conversation that happened, something okay. specific someone said. If I was to go deeper with you, I would start getting into, okay, which client is really coming to mind right now? What specifically are you worried about? And we would start to unravel that. And then eventually what we would do is go, okay, when have you felt like this before? When did you feel like you needed to worry about somebody or they weren't going to be okay? When was the first time you experienced that? And the farther back in time we can go, the deeper the reset you're going to get.
Amazing. Okay. Yeah. Well, I am all in on this and I'm super excited to try it. If I feel anything from just that little session that we did, I kind of feel a little more relaxed. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm not worrying or things aren't firing sure. off in my brain, right? But I felt kind of a little sense of just relaxed, almost like I got in a hot bathtub, right? Like just mm-hmm. kind of my muscles relaxed a little bit. So
yeah, beautiful.
I'm super excited that you took the time to join me and share with the listeners what, you know, all this latest hype about tapping is, because like I said, I didn't know a lot about it. And I feel like I can walk away from this now and actually have this as a tool in my toolbox and be able to use it, knowing that I can't really, if we're doing the basic things of it, I can't really do anything wrong, right? It's not going to hurt me. It's okay to say some of those things that may sound negative in our positive mindset, but really, truly what we're doing is we're trying to get it out of our body. And
exactly,
so it's okay
right.
to say that. So
that's exactly right. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on. I love helping people understand what tapping is and ways they can integrate it into their lives. And there are so many free tools out there to help you go deeper with it. So just, you know, do a little bit of searching around. Like I said, I have a YouTube channel. I do have some things on my Instagram. A lot of it is for entrepreneurs, but so much of it can be just generalized because we all have stress in different ways. And yeah, I just really want to invite people to try it out. And it looks a little bit weird. It feels a little bit weird in the beginning. But if you can kind of get past that and give yourself permission to look a little bit goofy, I think you'll feel, like you said, usually just one round of tapping and you can feel your body kind of go, oh, okay.
Yeah,
that feels really nice. And then the more you do it, the better it feels.
Yeah. And as always, we'll have all the links and sites that you mentioned. We'll have that in the description of your episode so people can go back and check it out. Thank
Beautiful.
You so much, Kelly.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. This has been fun.
I sure hope you listeners enjoyed that episode. Whether it's hope you needed, a little inspiration today, or just maybe some validation that what you're feeling, what you're going through is real. Maybe you needed tips on how to treat at home, ideas, thoughts, detoxing, whatever it is. I truly just hope it's what you got out of today's episode. That is my only hope, is just to give back to this community in any way possible. So go to the about of this podcast, scroll down to the bottom and find that donation link. Go ahead and click on there, and anything that you'd like to donate or offer is all just gonna go to help to pay towards the studio cost.